to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I'm actually trout fishing. Yeah, you heard me correctly. I'm actually trout fishing. You see, I'm enjoying the lifestyle today. I got together with a group of friends, and we decided to go to a place called, I don't even know how to pronounce the name of the place, but if you're familiar with Texas, there's a place called Canyon Lake, and the stream or the river that comes out of Canyon Lake is nice and cold, and it flows downstream to a place called New Braunfels in Texas. Well, at the base of Canyon Lake, the water is kind of cool, and it's perfect conditions for trout. So I decided to take advantage of the opportunity to do a little bit of trout fishing, and along the way I realized, oh, wait a minute, I've got to do a radio show today. But I took a little break. I haven't limited it out. Not a problem. I still have time to go back and catch my limit of trout. But what I want to talk about today is something to do with the lifestyle. And it's along the lines of doing things in your life to change the direction that you're going in. And on today's show, I've got a very special guest. Now, my guest joined Lifestyles Unlimited around the same time I did. Now, he lives in a different part of Texas than I do, so I've never physically met him face-to-face. But that didn't stop me from reaching out to him when I heard the good news of his journey. You see, what caught my attention was the fact that Gordon had posted on the Facebook website for Lifestyles Unlimited that he was on the pinnacle of achieving retirement, which means he has successfully bought and invested in residential income producing properties, and the passive income created by those properties has created a condition in his life where, well, I'll just say it, he's in control again. He is back in control. He has the ability to decide whether or not he wants to go back to work or not. And I'll tell you what, it's a really great feeling. So with no further ado, what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring Gordon onto the show, and we're going to get to know him, and we're going to learn some great things from him. Because Gordon is a smart guy. And even though later on in life he discovered Lifestyles Unlimited, he went down the path of learning how to invest correctly in real estate, but he had to do something concerning his fear. So, Gordon, are you there?
Yes, sir.
How you doing today?
Good, good. Still a bit nervous, but I'm good. My hope is, you know, as you're talking about getting past fear, when you first called me about this, I was just terrified, and I'm not quite terrified now, but still a bit scared. But the reason why I'm doing that is because one of the big things about Lifestyles is giving back, and I'm hoping that by sharing my story, I can help to get some people past that fear and move on to financial freedom.
So let's get to know you a little bit. Tell me a little bit about, you know, what you've done for life, and tell me what you were doing for retirement before you decided to invest in real estate.
Well, I'm an IT professional. I've been doing IT before there was IT. I actually started investing when I was in my 20s with mutual funds, and I did okay, but I've never really made a lot of money in my life, so I've had to really watch my pennies and be very frugal and try to invest wisely. But, you know, the market goes up, the market goes down, and there's no way to time that. So I've gained money, I've lost money. 2008 was really bad. But I've always wanted to do real estate. A friend of mine in the Air Force Reserves, even at that early age, had some properties, and it just intrigued me. So I always wanted to do it, but I just really never had a pathway to do it. I actually took some courses on real estate, which I really didn't learn how to do it. It just was some general information, but I had listened to the Lifestyles on and off, and then finally, a couple of years ago, I was out of work, and I was like, I got to do something different. I can't keep doing this, and I had an epiphany. I don't use words like that very often, mainly because I'm not sure exactly what it means, but I try to stay with small words, but no, I had listened to Lifestyles for many years, and then I finally decided, you know, I need to do something different, and it's now or never. So I went to a workshop, you know, and I don't even know if I carried my wallet in with me, because I was like, I've been to too many of these seminars, and all they're trying to do is sell me books, tapes, DVDs, or something, and I'm not gonna fall for that. I've been through that too many times, and so I don't even think I carried my wallet in with me that night. And I listened to everything. There was no hype. There was no pressure to get you to join. But then I went home, and a couple of days later, I decided to go ahead and join. So I joined at the financial freedom level, and then tried to do things on my own for quite a few years, and decided that wasn't going to work.
Okay, that works for me. Hey, we're getting ready to go to break. When we come back from the break, I want to talk to you a little bit about the fear and what it did to you. Stick around. You're going to learn a lot.
Del Wamsley talks about finding that one thing that made sense for the lifestyle.
I looked at franchises. I looked at multi-level marketing. I looked at everything in the world. But nothing made as much sense as buying one simple little rental property.
Real estate is your best option. Real estate makes sense. Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your first rental property. Join our live online free workshop to find out more. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
As I sit here and read article after article and see TV show after TV show, the normal person out there in the street cannot overcome their fear to get to the analytical part of this whole process. I'm not afraid of, and I'm actually ready for, a recession. A crash of value of anything and everything. Why? It is the opportunity to do incredible stuff. But that's my analytical brain.
The United States has a very strong economy. We will return to our basic economic foundation. This is not going to be the end of the world for everyone. But you do need to take some action. And some actions will be more productive than others. And one of the things that I think you can do now is take this time, like you said, Del. People are going to be sitting at home, and you have a time right now to change your life. Make what you have work for you.
You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So, I don't have a line in the water right now, so there's no trout biting my line, but I'm sure all of my buddies are probably limiting out. I'm actually having more fun with Gordon than I was having fishing, but I'll get back to fishing. But right now, we're going to get back to Gordon. So one of the things that we understand at Lifestyles Unlimited is there are some fears that impact people. I mean, there are fears that people believe that real estate is too risky. They believe that real estate requires a lot of time or requires a whole lot of money. But when I got to know Gordon, I actually found that there was a different type of fear. So, Gordon, tell us, what did fear do to you when you started down this journey?
Well, I'm about a month, a away from being 60. So I had an awful lot of fears, even though I had invested wisely and did relatively well. I still did not have that big pile of money that everybody thinks, you know, that you need to have by the time you retire. And so I realized that that was not going to get me to my retirements. But there were so many different types of fears that I was running into. And what I ultimately decided was to take some of my money, my hard-earned money out of my IRA and use that to buy my first rental house. And it was, you know, to me, I thought it was a big risk, but I look back on it now and it's like, it wasn't a risk at all, because just the way that we do things at Lifestyles, there's so little risk. But I think part of it too is just realizing that you can do it. I grew up as in a family that were always renters. You know, the house that I just moved out of was the only house I've ever owned. I've never made a lot of money. I did not have a lot of money set aside. And the great thing about Lifestyles, they showed me how I could do this. And now I own 7 houses, including my own house. And I've not had to actually put out a lot of money.
So how did you pull that off?
Well, initially I did take some money out of my IRA. I had a Roth IRA, so I took that out, you know, with no penalty, and was able to buy some houses. And I know in general we say that, you know, we look at the numbers maybe around $20,000 to buy a house. But I was able to, two of my 6 rentals, I paid less than $10,000 out of pocket for these houses. The first house, I think, was around maybe $8,000 or $9,000. And you're talking in a nice neighborhood, nice house. I forget exactly the square footage, but it was, you know, well over 2,000 square foot. And we used other people's money. We used hard money loans, and then we used conventional loans. And, you know, just I kept reinvesting my money back into the business as well.
When did you buy that first property? How long ago was that?
Yeah, it was actually June 19th, 2018. So we're not talking a long time ago.
So that's actually really cool, because, I mean, I'm doing the mental math right now, and what that's telling me is that you were able to achieve retirement in about 2.5 years. And, you know, at Lifestyles Unlimited, we say that we're going to help you get on a glide path to retirement in 5 years or less. Man, you did it in half the time. How did fear impact you? I mean, were you scared going into that first deal?
Of course. And a lot of it, like I said, I'm an IT analyst, so I'm one of these people. I need to know the details. I need to know what I'm getting myself into. And I think that's perfectly normal. I mean, you know, we were talking about, you know, taking money out of retirement, talking about spending money on an investment. It's right to be fearful. You know, it keeps you sharp, but you also, you know, need to make a decision at some point. But one thing that I think helped me to get rid of that fear was to get educated. I spent a lot of time watching every video that I could. I went to all the case studies. I went to the road trips. Any time that there was something going on, I tried to go there and be around other people and to convince myself that I can do this. Because to go from having been a renter my entire life to even owning my first house was a big deal. Now I own 7 houses. It's hard kind of to comprehend.
Now, did you do this all by yourself, or did you surround yourself with other people that assisted you?
Well, I mean, I surrounded myself with a lot of people from Lifestyles. And one of the things that's so great about Lifestyles is not only do you have the people like the mentors and people that actually work for Lifestyles, you have other members that are more than willing to answer your questions, encourage you, help you to get past that next step. And one of the things that I really like about Lifestyles is that they do believe in giving back. So, you know, Dale, you know, he retired at 34. He's been giving back for all these years now. And we have case studies in which we give back. And a lot of this stuff is online that people can go out there and watch and start getting rid of that fear by becoming familiar with the process, familiar with what we do, and be able to convince themselves that they can do it too.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, that was pretty much my experience, too. I mean, when I came to Lifestyles, I had bought some real estate, and I had done it incorrectly, and I wasn't getting good results. So when I came to Lifestyles, I was kind of like you. I was a little skeptical, and I thought, you know, I'm not sure this is going to work. I'm not sure this is for real. But fortunately for me, I actually went to the free workshop with my, at that time, 19-year-old son, and he says, Dad, we're going to join. And I'm like, whoa, slow down, hold your horses, right? And he goes, no, man, this makes sense. And I said, okay, I'll tell you what I'll do, John. I will go ahead and join with you, because in my mind, I was convinced that this was going to fail. And I thought that I would go to the Financial Freedom Workshop, and I would blow holes in everything that they were teaching me. The end result was I was eating a whole bunch of crow. And when we come back from the break, we're going to get into the details of the investments that Gordon has made. Stick around.
Del Wamsley talks about positive cash flow tax-free.
I bought one little rent house. So a month later, I bought three more. Now I started receiving even more positive cash flow. $880 a month positive cash flow after just 2 months. This cash flow was tax-free because of the way I did it. Because if you know how to do it the right way, you won't pay taxes on that.
Give yourself a raise tax-free. Find out how at Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register today at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. You know, I'm sitting here and I'm watching this guy. He just casted out a line, and I don't know what he has on that hook, but as soon as that line hit the water, I saw the water boil, and all of a sudden all this splashing, and the guy had a fish on, and I'm sitting here thinking, man, that could be me, except this is me right now talking to you live with Gordon, and I'll tell you what, I'm actually having more fun with Gordon, because real estate investing is actually a really cool thing. You know, there are people that look at it as a hobby. There are people that look at it as something they might get around to. But Gordon and I, we have a different approach. You see, we decided to invest in real estate because it has the ability to change our lives. And both of us have achieved a point of retirement in our lives, meaning we have enough cash flow coming in from those real estate investments that it is meeting or exceeding our ordinary expenses of living. And at that point, we regained control of our lives. I don't know about you, Gordon, but it's a great feeling for me. What does it feel like for you?
It actually came, I was thinking that this was going to be, you know, 5 years down the road. I actually did this thing a lot slower than I could have. I'm one of these do-it-yourself type people. So when I initially joined Lifestyles, I wasn't working. I got a job within a couple of months, but I spent a lot of time just gathering information, learning, going to case studies and things like this. And I never really saw it as a possibility. But then, you know, I started buying properties, and then, you know, I've got $40,000 in equity on this one. I've got $40,000 in equity on this one. I've got 30 here, 50,000, 60,000. And now all of a sudden I own all these houses, and I have right at $300,000 in equity. And then I start looking at it, and I've actually got enough money coming in that, you know, if things go south, I don't have to work again. And that just, it blew my mind, because I so pictured this down the road, but it actually happened a lot quicker than I thought.
Wow, that's, you know, $300,000 in equity is just net worth. I mean, that's exactly what it is. It goes on your balance sheet is net worth, and it, you know, it has the ability to transition your life. I mean, it probably helped your credit score, I'm guessing, didn't it?
Well, I've always had a great credit score, but yes, I mean, I'm one of those crazy people that pay their bills on time and don't spend more than what I pay off on a credit card on a monthly basis. So I've always had great credit, but the change has been just amazing. What I was I meant to get into a minute ago is that I tried to do a lot of this on my own. And even though I've been a member for, you know, I guess right at 3 years or so, my first property I didn't buy until 2018. And, but before that, I tried to do it all on my own. I found some houses that were vacant, and I did everything to try to purchase the house. And ultimately, I lost two deals. But not only did I lose two deals, I lost about a year toward. I could have already been financially free, you know, a year ago had I just listened to the people in Lifestyles and took the low hanging fruit that they were bringing to us instead of me trying to go out and find my own deals.
So you kind of became a victim of trying to reinvent the wheel. I mean, you heard all this great information and you figured, well, I could do it a little bit better, but it came back and bit you.
One of the things, the great things about Lifestyles is that you have a whole team surrounding you. I mean, you have realtors, you have mentors, you have all these different people, and not just those, but you have the members as well who are really invested in your success. I tell people, you know, if I had a nutritionist, you know, all these various types of people around me, you know, if I went to a gym and had all these people working with me, I could probably be in pretty good shape right now. And then that's one of the things that we have at Lifestyles. We have a great team that is looking and working toward our success. So it's very easy to become successful.
Yeah, it's, you know, the camaraderie that I have found at Lifestyles Unlimited is unlike any other organization I've been in. I mean, and you and I have served in the military, so we know what being in organizations that have good camaraderie are. But, you know, there's just something a little bit different about Lifestyles Unlimited. I mean, the fact that you can sit down next to somebody who probably has a net worth of, I don't know, $20 million, and you can just strike up a conversation, and they don't look down at the end of their nose at you. They look at you as another real estate investor, and because you have the same baseline of education, I mean, you have knowledge that you can share with each other.
Oh yeah, exactly. And there are people like that. It's hard to believe that you walk into a room and you've got people that have done, you know, I think what is it, around $1 billion in transactions and on the multifamily side are. But it was actually another member who encouraged me to move on up to the, you know, the challenge membership and become work directly with mentors and things like this. So the people in there, I totally agree that, you know, the people in there are amazing. They really want to be able to help others. And I've kind of done the same. I mean, I actually have a former coworker of mine who he started finding out I was doing this. We'd go to lunch and he thought about it, came to some of the case studies and just didn't look like he was going to do it. But then a little while later, he calls me up and says, hey, you want to go to dinner? Sure. So he says, oh, I joined Lifestyles a couple of months ago. And yeah, I have this many houses already. And he has 5 houses already. And so I'm already producing, you know, Lifestyle babies or whatever you want to call it. I've got another former coworker.
I've never heard of it referred to that way, but that's actually hilarious.
I don't know what to call it, but no, I mean, he's already got 5 houses. I've got another former coworker that is about to buy his first house. And, you know, because they've worked with me. They know about how much money I make. And they know that I'm, you know, not the smartest guy in the world. They figure if I can do it, they can do it.
Well, I think what they were probably seeing is somebody that's made a difference in his life. And they're trying to figure out, all right, what does he know that I don't know? But they see you become successful, and they sit back and wait, because they're waiting for you to fail, but you never fail. So then they think, you know, the water might be okay, and they want to put their toe into it.
Oh, definitely. I heard all the horror stories from anybody that I talked to. Oh, my uncle's done this, and oh, you know. And that's the thing. Lifestyles teaches you to avoid all those pitfalls.
Absolutely correct. Hey, we're getting ready to go to break, Gordon. You want to stick around for the last segment?
Sure.
All right, let's do it. Hey, stick around, folks, because we're going to get into some more insider information.
Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Wamsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people who are in real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. So, Gordon, I've got a question for you that's just been kind of burning in the back of my mind that I've been dying to ask you, and I haven't asked you this question yet in the many times that we've had an opportunity to talk. What was your most favorite real estate deal, and why?
Well, probably the one that I'm actually doing right now. I mean, there's a lot of them. I mean, my second one, we actually did a case study on. I bought an old abandoned house out in the country, and it was, to say it was ugly, it was an understatement, but I
That'd
mean
an upgrade,
anything
huh?
and everything that you could think of being wrong with a house was wrong with this house. And so, I mean, foundation, roof, electrical, plumbing, you name it, it was something wrong with this. And we did a road trip there with Lifestyles, and I mean, people didn't know it was my house, and they were all walking past me, and I heard them saying, I would not get involved with something like this. But the thing is the numbers worked. And I think that's the important thing, is if the numbers work, who cares what the house looks like? And that house has actually produced more income than any of my other houses. And I had to put more money into it, but not out of pocket, but as far as, you know, my loan. As far as the money out of pocket, was pretty conservative. But that house turned into one of the most beautiful houses in the neighborhood. My contractor just took it on as a challenge and just did some amazing work on it, to the point where the HOA president was driving by on his cart, and he stopped and was just so thankful that something was done to the house. And I had so many neighbors just coming out of the woodworks and everything, or where else, they're just telling me, thank you. You know, we're glad to see that something good has happened to this house. But every one of those, the one that I'm working on right now, the house itself had good bones, but I don't know exactly how to say it, except that one of our mentors says it smelled like money. You walked in there was trash and remains of dogs left all over the place, little bombs everywhere.
It's a good thing that radio doesn't have a smell component to it, right?
Oh, you know, there were, even if you don't believe in wearing a mask for COVID, you know, you would wear a mask in there. And it was just really bad. But I was over there, I think it was past weekend, and the transformation is incredible. Like I said, my realtor is just, not the realtor, but the contractor, the work that they do is just amazing. That's one of the things I really love about this. I mean, to me, this is not necessarily about the money. I mean, it's, yes, I need the money to retire on, but the satisfaction that I get from see in a house that is one of the ugliest in the neighborhood, if not the ugliest, turn into one of those beautiful houses. It's just, there's just something that about that that brings me an awful lot of joy.
How hard is it for you to find great residents for these properties?
Well, I work with Lifestyles Realtors, so for me, it's not difficult. They do all the hard work, and they find them for us. And we're talking wholesale deals that are not going to be on MLS. No one else is ever going to see these deals because we're working directly with wholesalers. And you know, they're bringing us the low hanging fruit, and they've already done some preliminary numbers, so they know that, you know, this is a good deal or it's not a good deal. And so when they bring it to us, the hard part is pretty much over. I mean, we basically need to look at it and say yes, no, and sign a paper, give them some cash, and that's about it. The hard part is really done up front, and you know, I feel very confident whenever somebody brings us something that it's a pretty good deal.
So the people that you lease the properties to, are they enamored with the property? I mean, do they just say, wow, this is really gorgeous, I can't believe that, you know, I get to live here?
Oh, exactly. My first house, this is not an exaggeration, the house was down the street from a school. I had over 100 calls on it. And I had people coming in and saying, you know, that maybe they were there with a relative that was looking at the place, and they were like, give me the name of the contractor. I need to know, you know, who did this, because I might want to get this done to my house. I mean, even the house that I'm having done right now, the neighbor looked at it, and he was just like, I've got to know the name of the contractor that's doing this, because, you know, we are not slumlords. We do granite countertops. I mean, everything is like a brand new house. We put the money into a house, so it's like a brand new house. I'm always amazed. I really am. I mean, as many of I've seen, I'm still amazed at the work that they can do.
Yeah, it sounds like you've found the right people to be on your team. And I mean, that is a very important part of what we do. But tell me a little bit about the future. Where do you go from here?
My plan is to continue to buy houses. I have no desire to be rich. I would like to be comfortable and be able to, you know, help out some other people. And even to this point, I mean, it's been great that I've been able to help out some other people that I probably wouldn't have been able to do. So I plan to buy some more houses, and maybe, you know, by the end of the year or so, maybe possibly go into multifamily. But right now, my goal is just to continue to buy a few more houses.
Are you impressed with your results? Because I'm actually pretty impressed.
I'm going to use a big word again, but it's surreal to me. It doesn't seem possible. I feel like I'm living in a dream at some point, because, you know, I came from a very poor background. As I tell people, you know, there's different levels of poor. You know, you have the way the rich people look down on poor people, that people don't have a second house, you know, that they call poor, you know. And then you have the poor people who, you know, they're paying their bills and getting by and everything, but they just don't have any extra money. And then you have the poor people, you know, P-O, you know, they're so poor that, you know, they can't even afford the rest of the word. And that's kind of where I come from. We were poor. You know, rice and beans was our main meal. But yeah, to see that I've been able to accomplish this in 2 years that I've been working my entire life and couldn't get to this point. And in 2 years, I'm now to the point where I can retire. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, you're at that pivot point where the possibilities are pretty much endless for you, and now you get to work on whatever your version of the lifestyle is. I mean, isn't that an awesome feeling?
It really is, and I think you touched on it before too, is that by doing this, you take control of your destiny. You know, it's no longer, you know, you have to go in and beg for a pay raise or try to negotiate a certain salary. You know, you have control. You can make as much money or as little as you want to. And the first one, is, of course, is going to be the most difficult because it's a learning curve. But after that, it's easy. I told somebody after that, the first one that I did, I had that, like, what they call buck fever when you shoot your first deer. I was just kind of nervous, but a good feeling, not a bad feeling. And I just wanted to buy more and buy more. And I had to kind of hold myself back just a little bit because I was just ready to jump right in with another one.
It's kind of like an addiction, but it's a very good one to have. Hey, Gordon, we're at the end of the show, man. I'll tell you what, the time has flown. I really appreciate you being on the show. I know that you've helped somebody out there. And if you want to get started doing what Gordon and I do, go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.